Abby, I've heard a lot of locals seeing snakes popping back up around the area.
Yeah, well, I even said last week of my dog walk, I saw my first snake in the Shoalhaven, and I'm so lucky my partner was there to yank me by the shirt and pull me away because it was a red-bellied black snake, and gosh, I was nervous.
Yeah, for sure. Now, Sean from Shoalhaven Snake Catchers is here this morning, and Sean, are we officially coming into snake season?
Okay, guys, it's not official just yet, but it's coming close. Like, spring is on its way, and we are starting to see a few more around, but, not quite at the start yet, but not far off.
So do you have any big tips? Like, what is top of your list to keep snakes away from our homes? Is there anything we can do to get prepared for this season?
Yeah, there's plenty you can do, actually. Just make sure the yard's nice and tidy, keep the grass nice and short. That's pretty much all you can really do, just because, we're sharing this habitat with these guys. So, we're encroaching on their environment, and they've adapted quite well to urbanisation. So all you can really do is just reduce what brings them to your yard.
And, like, looking in, like, cracks and pavements and things like that, because they do like those small dark holes that they can hide away in.
Yeah, that's it. They like to tuck away when they're frightened, because, when they see us, they're actually quite scared of us.
Mm.
So they do tend to try and tuck away, try and hide somewhere. So, if you're doing your work in your yard, make sure, you have a good look around things before just sticking your hands under stuff or, in around shrubs and that sort of thing. Just have a good look before sticking your hands where you can't see.
And, Sean, what do we do if we do find a snake?
The best thing to do is just make sure pets and kids are away from the animal,
mm-hmm.
and just keep an eye on it and see what it does. A lot of the time they are just passing through, but if it is hanging around or if it's, a bit of a concern, you can just give us a call and we can get someone to come down.
And is there a particular species of snake that we should really be worried about?
I don't think you should be worried about any species, to be honest. It's, they're like I was saying before, they're pretty timid animals and they prefer to get away from us every time. But, the most common species that we get called out for is our red bellies. And they're predominantly the most common species in the Shoalhaven.
Yeah, right. And because I did actually come across a red belly the other day. It was just off the walking path. I was out with my partner and my dog and my partner noticed it. And look, it looked like it was maybe snacking on something. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Are they more likely to lunge at you if they're protective of something? What type of moods do we look out for in terms of snakes?
Yeah, look, they're not going to try and, to lunge at unless you're, giving it a good reason to, and that's usually you try to pick them up or hurting them or, they feel like they've got no other option. So, a lot of the times they mainly eat frogs, so, they could be something to snack on that. That's what you saw there, but, my thoughts are that, given every opportunity, they will try and just get away from us. They're not aggressive at all, so.
All right, no, it's good. But if they do become aggressive and they end up biting you or someone you know, what steps should we take?
Yeah, okay. The most common bites occur in Australia by people not actually seeing them, so they actually need tread on them. And so, what you need there is your first aid. Make sure you get your compression bandage on correctly. So I encourage everyone to refreshing up on their first aid. And, of course, have an ambulance on the way. Remain calm as possible and limit movement, that's the key there.
Yeah. And so if we have come across a snake, what sort of services do you offer and what areas will you come to?
Yeah, so we cover from around Kiama all the way down to Ulladulla and out to Kangaroo Valley. And, so if you see a snake, you give us a call. We'll give you some advice over the phone. And if you want us to come out, we'll organise a catch to come out.
And it's a good reminder as well not to be a hero and to make sure you call yourself or someone else.
Yeah, that's right. A lot of species we have in Shoalhaven are venomous, on varying degrees of toxicity. But, you don't want to have someone thinking it's something that's non-venomous and turns out that it is actually venomous. You don't want something like that where you accidentally get a bite and, the person's going to be in a bit of trouble there. So,
sure.
Best to leave it to someone that knows what they're identifying and how to handle the animals correctly.
And sweet. And look, Shoalhaven Snake Catchers, give yourself a bit of a plug. What do you provide?
Yeah, so we provide a catch and relocation service. We do snake awareness chats. We don't bring any reptiles or anything, but if you can catch us on our social medias on Facebook, Instagram, and Google Shoalhaven Snake Catchers, you'll find us.
Yeah, beautiful. Sean from Shoalhaven Snake Catchers, thanks for your time, mate, and good luck with the snake season approaching.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Abby and Riley, weekdays from 6 on Power FM.